At the opposite of that's probably true too. Little Jimmy might have been a real drain on the business. He might have really cost you tons of money too. So I mean, there's two sides to that, right? But let's assume what little Jimmy came back, and mom and dad are thinking, as they're the owners, they're the ones that have the gold. They're thinking, how should we decide where this money goes? They think about what has little Jimmy contributed to the success of the business today. So they're looking, he came in 1990, here we are in 2011. How has that business different today than it was, would have been had he not been involved in the business, okay? The number that I used here is 50%, and that's just an easy example number. I said if mom and dad decided that little Jimmy had contributed 50% to the gain of our business, that half of it was due to mom and dad's contribution and half of it was due to little Jimmy's. It could just as well be little Jimmy contributed 5% and mom and dad contributed 95%. Or maybe little Jimmy contributed 80 and then mom and dad only contributed 20. I don't know. Every situation is going to be different. This is just kind of a general framework to think in. But that would look like this. That would mean that if we take that $3 million again, the difference between the $3.3 million net worth in 2011 and the $300,000 net worth in 1990, that would be $3 million again. That would mean that the partner, little Jimmy in my example, would be responsible for $1.5 million of that growth. And mom and dad would be responsible for $1.5 million of that growth. You following me? Everybody with the math? Nods are good. Okay. All right. Here's how it would work out. This would be little Jimmy's share of the estate plan, assuming that he hadn't been compensated in any other way. That he would end up with $100,000 because in 1990 he was one of the three kids. And he would have $100,000 of the estate plan would go to him because of that. He would have $1.5 million because mom and dad decided that 50% of the growth and appreciation and profits plowed back into the business and whatever attributes to that change in net worth were due to his contribution, which would mean he would get $1.5 million out of that. And he's still one of three kids. And mom and dad had $1.5 million that they were responsible, and so they give one-third of that back to him. So the way the total package works out would be little Jimmy gets an estate plan, would get an inheritance that would be worth approximately $2.1 million, and his brothers and sisters or his siblings are going to get $600,000 each. Now I need to show of hands again. How many think that's fair? Okay. You know, when I do this exercise in a non-agricultural group, I don't get very many hands. Different perspective, I can tell you. Most of the time, as I've worked with people, they think, well, maybe that's fair, but maybe I don't want to go that far. And that, you know, and I respect that. And I myself am not sure. It's definitely not equal. Is it fair? You know, it kind of depends. I think most of us come at this from deciding of who's going to get what and how we're going to do this. Most of us come at this from the idea of, well, how did I get started? What did my parents do with me? How did we get to where we are today? And so I think a lot of us are going from how we got started and how we got involved in this business. Some tools. Let me see how we're doing on time here. We're getting pretty close to out, aren't we? 5 minutes? Okay. A couple of tools that I think might be used. Life insurance is a nice tool. You know, I'm not selling life insurance. But it's a nice tool. If the life insurance is on mom and dad's life, maybe a second to die policy is usually cheaper than a single policy holder. The premiums tend to be less because you're betting on two lives. You know, you can use some of that money and you can pay those non-farm kids with some life insurance. One question I ask people is, well, if you're considering life insurance and we're going to give Jimmy an inheritance worth $2.1 million, what's worth more? Would $500,000 of cash be worth more? Or would $2.1 million of a ranch be worth more with the stipulation that, well, you know, this ranch has been in the family for 100 years, and whatever you do, don't sell it. What's worth more? I don't know. Depends, doesn't it? If you got $500,000 of cash, there's a lot of things you can do with that. If you have a ranch, but all that you're going to do with that is operate the ranch, it may not generate the same kind of cash that it surely won't generate that kind of liquidity. So life insurance is one of those tools that you can use. Some people are using business entities like LLCs, corporations, partnerships, so forth and so on. And I like the use of those. Probably the LLC has the edge on popularity right now. It's probably the simplest, the easiest to do. And the question there is, who's going to control that entity? It's awfully difficult if the non-farming, the non-ranching heir doesn't have control of that business, for that individual to be successful. Awfully difficult to do. So if you're going to have an entity and have ownership in all the people, I think that it should have some sort of a provision in it that allows for that operator to have control. You know, I actually see situations where the heirs, the brother and sister in my example, just say, you know, we want this ranch to stay in the family. We realize that there's not enough. If we cut it up into three pieces, that ranch isn't big enough to be viable. It's not going to succeed. We want this to stay in the family. Just go ahead and leave it to little Jimmy. That's fine with us. There are families that are like that. I'm not part of one of those. but there are families out there, and I see a fairly significant number of those. Another idea that I like is this idea of shared appreciation, where if mom and dad have decided we're going to leave the ranch to little Jimmy and we're going to take care of the other two kids with some insurance policies or whatever, and they're not going to get near as much, but if little Jimmy decides that he's going to sell that ranch in the next 10 years, that money's going to be split up. He's not going to, as soon as dad and mom croak, he's not going to go to the realtor, sell the ranch, take the money, and go buy the condo on the beach. If he's going to do that, then that money gets split up equally between the kids again. I like that idea. That seems fair to me. If the land is going to get divided up between all the heirs, then I think there should be some sort of a rental arrangement or some sort of an agreement that's in place, at least with an option or whatever. Let me just close with this. This is a little matrix, a little time matrix that most of us realize this is something that needs to be thought about and needs to be worked at, but it's awful easy to put off. You see those things over on the right-hand side are not urgent, and on the left-hand side are urgent, and the things across the bottom are not important, the things across the top are important. So in that section 4, where it would be not urgent and not important, those would be time wasters. For me, watching TV is probably a time waster, something I spend a lot of my time on. Those things that are urgent but not important, if this little thing on my hip buzzes, I answer it, I respond. Is it urgent? Well, it's kind of urgent, but is it important? Not very often. Those things up in that top left-hand corner, those number one activities, you get a call at 2 in the morning from the state patrol. There's 200 black cows running down the highway with your brand on them. Okay, we got something urgent and important. We get those things done, right? We get them done, and we get them done fast. The things I've been talking about are planning activities. Most of you would agree that they're important, but they're not urgent. They don't get urgent until the doctor says you got 6 months to live. They get real urgent. That's not a good time to start planning. I'd encourage you to think about this planning activity. If I can help, please give me a holler. I'd be glad to do that. Thanks. You've been a great audience.